We are in Clare now, which is the home of many a legend, but none such so as lofty as the great Marty Morrissey, who is sitting in front of me now. Mr. Morrissey, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Tubbaday. Well, and welcome to the west coast of Clare.
From one Clare man to another, can I say?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
We did your lineage the last time
we visited. Yeah, but we always have to re-emphasise. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like a politician wandering around the country going, of course, my people are from Clare and they're from Galway and they're from everywhere else. Yes. But they're from Clare today.
They're definitely from Clare today.
Kilrush, Clare,
Dunbeg. I think you're related to all the footballers, like
that's
David Tubbaday and Tommy Tubbaday and Martin Noel Tubbaday. So, I mean, with the name Tubbaday, you have to be from our part of the world.
It was only a matter of time before. And there I was on the beach with my, hurling with my slitter and the whole lot of it.
Yeah, David Fitzgerald just texted me there and he said, tell Tubbaday we don't need him on Saturday night.
Oh, come on, he might be sorry if some of the lads get sent off, you know.
No chance.
No chance. But we did have one of the backroom team, didn't we?
Louis Mulqueen was here with his beautiful daughter, Shifra, and they got photographs with Ryan Tubbaday. And
yeah, lucky them.
They bypassed me as quickly
straight through.
It was only Marty from Quilty, for God's sake, but Ryan Tubbaday is here. Excuse me.
Well, listen, you as you say, Marty Morrissey from Quilty, but I presume Lahinch, you're no stranger to Lahinch and the beach here.
No, not at all. I mean, this is one of the places where we still do come and socialise, but I remember coming to discos across the way here and in Martin Joe Tubbaday, Marty Joe Boland's hackney car, where at the time you'd put in about 10 or 12 people with legs out the windows.
And
health and
smoking.
Safety. Everything was wrong. And we'd crawl home at 3 or 4 in the morning. So it was great crack. So Lahinch has a particular fondness for me because it was part of our growing up, I suppose. Yeah, because it's a funny thing. From where I'm from, down 13 miles, we wouldn't go to Kilkee. We wouldn't go south for no reasons, but we would go north. And Milltown, Malbay and Lahinch was where we would socialise. And a lot of the lads that I would pal around with went to school in Innistime and CBS, where I went to Flannans.
Okay.
And because at the time everything was through Oscuelga up here in Innistime. And so we would always come up here and socialise. So it's a great, Lahinch is a wonderful, wonderful spot. So I'm delighted that you're here.
We're delighted to have you here as a Clare man in this beautiful county. But tell me, on more global matters, were you watching the match last night? I know you're a GA man, but presumably you love all sports anyway.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was playing five-a-side in Tala last night, and between 8 and 9. And
the whole fair play to you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you should have seen the performance. It was absolutely diabolical.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I came home and Germany had already scored a goal. And I said, I'm going to sit down here on the couch. And within 6 minutes, they'd scored 4 more. You know,
extraordinary.
It's a watershed, I think, in terms of Brazilian football. Because for me, I was brought up in the way Brazil played football, and it was a remarkable, remarkable occasion. I didn't expect it. I knew they weren't the best. I didn't think they'd win the World Cup, but I didn't think they conceded 7 goals.
7 goals. I mean, really, really incredible. And then a great game lined up for tonight as well.
Messi is my favourite.
Yeah, you love him.
Oh, I just think he's magic. Yeah, you know, his balance, his footwork, everything you love about him. About football, Messi has it. But I have this sneaky feeling that Holland are going to be. It's going to be an all-European final in South America, which would be unique in itself. But I'm looking forward to it.
Well, as you know, my sporting prowess is legendary in the corridors of RT.
Absolutely.
And never proven more so than by the fact that the fates shone on me when I pulled Argentina from the office sweep.
Oh, did you? Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And, that was the fates saying, you know your stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, no question.
Only a matter of time.
Ryan Tubbaday backs Messi. I'm sure Messi is absolutely delighted.
Funny, you're in the penny place getting texts from Davy Fitzgerald. Messi texted me last night, said, we're going to do it for you.
Oh, really? Yeah. Hey, listen, you're well in.
It's all going to happen. What about Garth Brooks? What are we to do with Croke Park and Five Nights and the whole shenanigan?
Well, you know, there's kind of all sorts of texts going around. A newfound friend told me outside there that the concert now is going to Brazil because they can do 5 in a row and they won't be complaining.
I haven't heard that. That's very good.
It's very, very unfortunate.
It's sad, isn't it?
It is.
It's embarrassing as well.
Yeah, it's a complex situation. There's all sorts of sides to it. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, it's an awful pity. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for Ireland. And it really is unfortunate that they couldn't find a solution.
Yeah, yeah. Because the Croke Park is a difficult one because if you're a resident, as somebody wrote into us earlier on and said, you know, from March 17th onwards, really, we're in and out. And then you throw in 5 of these in a row. I suppose 3 was grand. Did somebody, I suspect now in my kind of pub conversation, that somebody somewhere along the way got a bit greedy. And I don't know who did, but somebody did.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like a snowball. I never experienced anything like it. I mean, it was just the tickets went on sale whatever day, Tuesday, and then it was Wednesday, it was sold out, Thursday was sold out. It was phenomenal. And I knew there was a big, huge country music following.
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah, it is massive. And Garrett Brooks is very popular, and although he'd been off the radar for, what, about 10 years. Mm. But it was just, it's a pity. It's just so sad that the whole thing has ended the way it has.
Had you had tickets for the game?
I had.
For which night?
Saturday night.
And were you looking forward to it?
I was.
Were you being dragged along or were you going along?
No, I was going along. I didn't know exactly. It was either Saturday or Sunday night, but it was depending on whether I had to work or not.
But you were in either way because they were one of the three.
Absolutely. I mean, to have a big star, an international star like that in Croke Park, and I'd go to most of the concerts in Croke Park. So I'd be a big music fan.
What's your, I'm not going to ask you to do this, but what is your few drinks in song that you have to sing? When everyone goes, Ron Marty, give us a song. So what's your thing? Everyone has one.
Well, Amazing Grace is not a bad old rendition.
Do you do Amazing Grace? It's an unusual, beautiful song, though.
Yeah. I haven't sang it for years. I'm not doing it on your show.
No, I'm not going to ask you to. No, I don't want to put you on the spot. But what else
The Rose of Clare isn't bad.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and that's about it.
We'll have to go out some night.
Right.
And settle that.
Absolutely.
Because I'll trade you a tune or two and I'll butcher one or two songs for you.
Okay, well, we'll butcher it together.
Well, we'll set up a butcher shop.
Yeah.
Get the tunes out of the block.
We are in the chipper, after
we're in the chip band this morning. Okay. Elsewhere, have you ever done karaoke?
Oh, yeah.
I love
absolutely.
Karaoke.
Oh, I love karaoke.
Okay, what's your go-to song in the karaoke machine?
Oh, I do a bit of Bruce Springsteen.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Born in the USA?
Born in the USA, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I give it welly.
Sometimes very occasionally after the end of a late show season or something, we drag in a machine and I get the butcher's apron on again. Get in for a few songs. Oh, I love a bit of karaoke.
You can't beat it. Particularly when you have the words in front of you. It's fantastic.
That's what makes it so much easier. What makes it.
I love these people who are wonderful singers who remember every song.
Really hard thing to
do. It is, yeah. And I mean, I'm kind of a chorus man myself. I remember the chorus and I really kind of perform as a result of the chorus and then I forget the next
verse. And then you're gone.
Yeah.
You're going to love Hey Jude.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you think of the beach here. Sorry, but what I meant to ask you something else is you just mentioned you bring your tickets and Garth Brooks and everything. Do you get persecuted for tickets for games? Do people come out of the woodwork at All Art?
Long lost cousins come out. And you know the funny thing is about the relations is that they kind of decide that they're going on Thursday to the Munster final on Sunday. And you're joking.
Yeah. And you do your best.
You can only do your best.
I have the Late Late Show ticket curse, which is as do my family then.
Absolutely.
And I call it the Columbo call, which is when somebody rings you and they go, how's the world? And then just at the end they go, just one more thing.
Can I
get two tickets? The Columbo call.
You've no idea, and I know you're bombarded with this. The toy show must be the most popular.
That's bonkers.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah,
I've gone into the draw for the last 5 or 6 years, and I still haven't been drawn right.
Yeah, so the only reason I could get on the to get tickets for the toy show is to present. Otherwise, wasn't it?
You're well in.
Hen's teeth. So, do you swim or surf or anything like that?
Sad to say, despite growing up in the village of Quilty beside the sea, I don't swim. I have a little bit of fear of the water, would you believe?
Have you?
I have,
and you don't know how to swim?
No, and it's one of my to-do things that
I've grown up, as you say, by the sea.
Yeah. And a lot of the lads that I would have grown up, a lot of them wouldn't actually swim. Yeah. And certainly the generation ahead of us, the fishermen, wouldn't know how to swim.
Yeah, I believe that.
And there was a feeling that, if it was your fate, and there'd be huge fear, but also respect. And I mean, I love the sea, and I go out with the lads like Tommy Galvin at home always during the summer.
So you go out in the boat and
it's fantastic. And I love it, but I still would have a fear of it. Now, I know it's one of the things I want to do, and I say it every January 1st. This is something I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But I don't.
What do you need? Do you need somebody to say, okay, Marty, listen, I've got, with this access to a pool, just you and me, no one looking at you and taking the cameras out, and just a bit of privacy, and we'll do it, and a few lessons, one hour a week for 5 weeks or something, and you'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we could get that organised for you. I think we could get that organised
for you. Right, thank you, Ryan. I knew I'd get into trouble with this.
No, the thing is, I think the key to it, is I was talking about horse riding recently, and it's the same thing with horses, or indeed fishing, or the sea. It's about respecting nature.
Absolutely.
And if you respect nature, generally it comes back to you.
It does,
That's the way. If you take the mick, the animal's going to hate you, the fish won't jump for you, the sea won't be kind to you.
No.
You know, you've just got to...
You've got to be aware of it and appreciate it.
I think I've just become a hippie.
Yeah. You need to let the hair grow a bit, Brian.
It's all this beautiful sea breezing. I'm really chilling
out
on this.
It is beautiful,
holiday.
Though. I mean, when I'm... I know both of us obviously work in Dublin, but, like, it's when I come down here, and you get it the same when if you go to Sandy Mount or Sandy Cove or whatever it is.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, it is the fact that the sea air, the smell...
Something else.
It's just wonderful. And I'm glad you're doing the Wild Atlantic Way because it is a bit wild, it is a bit windy, but the sun is shining.
The sun is shining. Look at the amount of people here, all hanging out and saying hello and waving and wearing their T-shirts. And
they're all my relations.
They're all your
cousins.
You know, they just got wind. You had tickets for the
for the Munster Hurling
final. Marty, we'll leave it there. It's always a pleasure. You are one of the great gentlemen of the business, and I always love talking to you and bumping into you and saying hello to you. So
thanks
for being so obliging today.
And make sure on your way to Dingle, you stop off at the Willie Clancy Week.
I would love to.
Because I came home last night because I always try and take a day or two off, and it is just fantastic. Yeah. I love traditional music, but it is. I drove around by the sea now, around by Spanish Point, and there are mobile homes, there are camps.
Yeah.
You would really enjoy
it. I would love
it.
I would love that. And
do
if I can drop half
an hour.
What I've noticed about this trip is I've literally taken little notes of where I'm coming back to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with the girls or whatever, and have a nice trip.
Well, there's breakfast ready for you in my house if you want to call
Marty,
in.
Listen,
my mother loves Ryan Dubberdy.
How is she?
Oh, she's very well.
Would you pass on my very I had the pleasure of meeting her that
yes,
time.
Yes, she came to Curraghclare.
In Curraghclare.
She thinks you're excellent for some reason.
Well, she's obviously her son's mother with that taste, with that wonderful taste. But do pass on my love to
her,
please.
Thank you,
okay, Marty, live in the chip van. He'll be serving one-on-ones in 10 minutes now for the rest of the show.
Chips, burgers, hot dogs.
Hot dogs, sausages, the whole lot.